The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, and today, the 13th of July, 7:05 in the morning. And news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. I believe Liam's at the helm.
I am.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
My young warrior came in this morning, didn't even say hello. He walked past me. It was like watching an episode of The Walking Dead.
I've actually started watching the series again.
Oh, like that's yesterday. Why you were up last night, huh?
That was half of it, yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I am. I'm doing good.
You got coffee in front of you?
Yeah, I'm on my second cup this morning.
Okay. All right. Hey, what's the weather look like for today?
Alrighty.
I'm almost afraid to ask.
So, yeah, today is a high of 99, a low of 70.
Oh, well, that's
so
not
that's
bad.
A little bit better.
No, that's not bad.
But tomorrow, Thursday, is a high of 102. Thursday night's a low of 70. Friday, a high of 102. Friday night, 71. Saturday, 105. Saturday night, 71. Sunday, 103. Sunday night, 70. I mean, it's triple.
Okay,
so
you know, going to be triple digits. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane is a Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business. It's a family business, all those things, which makes it just a superb place to do business with. Why? Their customer service is just outstanding. They treat their customers as friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, this first hour is going to be open line. And then at 8 o'clock, we're going to have Jake Mangus from the Chamber of Commerce. Let me start off with cooling centers. We talked about this yesterday. One of the things I learned, you know, Linda says, what did you learn today? She asks me that every day. Sometimes that's a short conversation. I didn't learn anything today. Or, you know, when somebody asks you, what'd you learn today? I mean, you could go on for hours, literally. Well, I learned that there's this place in Texas. It's got 6 acres, a barn with 4 stalls, round pen, an arena, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, got trees around it, it's got a garden area, it's got a chicken coop for $446,000. I mean, I could go on for that. But what I learned yesterday came during the second hour when Casey Fatch told me is that they get people in there to the emergency room that have passed out on the street. Either most of them are homeless, and they just from the heat. And if they fall down on the concrete, they get second-degree burns. You remember that one yesterday?
Yeah, and actually that happened to my aunt once.
Wow.
She didn't have heat stroke, but the dog got out.
Yeah.
And was just running out through the neighborhood, and she had to chase after it, and she didn't have shoes on, and she got second-degree burns on the bottoms of her feet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's how hot that pavement is, but they, mm-hmm. you know, they pass out, and so then I said, well, where are there cooling centers? And you found 3, so I've got a list of cooling centers here. I saw a young man walking his dog on the sidewalk yesterday, and I stopped. I said, that sidewalk has got to be 130 degrees.
Yeah.
And he shocked look on his face.
Yeah.
And, you know, he moved the dog off into the grass. But I said, just put mm-hmm. your hand down there.
Yeah.
So, you know, but you're right. So she's out running, and she doesn't realize it until
she gets back to the house.
She's going, boy, it's hot.
Yep.
Okay, cooling centers. If you're in Redding, Good News Rescue Mission, Mount Shasta Mall, or Redding Library. If you are in Shasta Lake, it's John Boudet, Senior Community Center, Anderson Library, Cottonwood Community Library, and Frontier Senior Citizen. That one's available to seniors only. Then you've got also in Redding, the First United Methodist Church on East Street and St. James Lutheran on Shasta View, and also the Shasta District Fairgrounds. So if there are people that need cooling areas, Maybe your air conditioning's gone or it's whatever. That's a shame, though, when you think about it. It's 106 degrees if you don't have air conditioning in your house. I can tell you what it feels like if you blow your compressor out.
I'm sure it's hot.
Oh, it's hot. And Alliance Heating and Air, boy, they tell you they rescued us on that one. So many things going on that I want to talk about. But it is open line today, so if you've got something that you'd like to talk about, something that's been bothering you, something that's local or regional or national, I'm going to start locally with the, I got time. Shasta Board of Supervisors voted to accept the results of the June 7th election after 6 hours of discussion. The vote was 3-2, and that was Joe Comente and Mary Rickert and Les Ball said, we're accepting the election, election results. Patrick Jones and Tim Garman voted against that. When that happened, Mark Kent, who had asked for a recount, a hand recount of the, for the election, of which his organization would have paid for that, withdrew his request. The, Patrick Jones wanted a top to bottom review of counting procedures due to concerns of some of the public. I imagine you can still, you know, everything from the ballots, how the ballots are handled, to the ink on the ballots. That was interesting. I don't know about why the ink would be a problem, except when you, when if you mark the ballot like I did, and they give you a Sharpie, it, you know, goes on to the other side. Now, it doesn't go on to another voting block, you know. Like another little, you know, where you, you know, you mark out the X there, or you mark out the circle. It didn't go into that, but it did go through. And I wondered about that, but Kathy Darlin Allen said, well, the way the ballots are designed, that it's not going to interfere. It's not going to, you know, be counted again. Okay. Now, if you do want to review the county way we do it in the county, I think it doesn't have to be right during the election time. Why not do it now? After the election, while people are still, you know, and still involved with this, is say, okay, we want a full review of how we vote in this county, starting with the scrubbing of the rolls, the scrubbing of the election rolls, or the people who are registered, the registration rolls, to see how many people are still here. I think we ought to do that throughout the country. I think it ought to be, that ought to be a federal law, that the January of an election that's going to be held in November, you know, because it could take a while, you start a scrubbing of all the registration list. And if they haven't voted in 10 years, you reach out to them. If you go through the county or the city records and county records, see who's died and other things. And you scrub the rolls of everybody that's not living in that district. Of course, the best way of doing it is to have somebody come in and show an ID the day he votes. I think, frankly, and this is just Carl Bott, I think we ought to make it a national holiday and on election day, first Tuesday. And everybody gets that day off that can. You're going to have exceptions. You're going to have people that, you know, want to vote by mail, people that have absentee ballots, you know, things like that. Okay. But everybody else comes in that day and votes. Does that mean you need to have more voting areas? Yes. But then everybody comes in, shows their ID, and everybody can get an ID. Don't degrade the mental abilities of anybody by saying, oh, no, it's too hard for them to get an ID. No, it's not. No, it's not. You can get an ID. We all know that. We all know that. It's a some kind of, I think it was this gentleman, a person of color, said it's the plantation mentality that says that people can't get IDs because they just, you know, we just can't get them. It's just too hard. No, it's not. No, it's not. So you just show an ID. Walk in, show your ID. Boom, you vote. the votes are counted. They're being run through the they're being run through as soon as they're coming in. They don't wait to the end of the day. And then at 8 o'clock that night, the you start getting the initial results. Now there's still going to be vote by mail coming in. There's still going to be absentee ballots from military and other groups. And you just vote that way. There it is. It's simple. It's simple. I've got an 18-year-old nodding his head. Liam, does this make sense to you?
It does. It's astounding to me that ID wouldn't be accepted when it's so widely accepted for everything else.
It is. You have to, you know what?
Yeah.
The state makes it as easy. They give illegals driver's licenses. Yep. Come on.
Yep. Anyways.
Anyways. So to say people can't and to say that, I just find that abhorrent that they say that people are too stupid. Okay. If people are too stupid or too lazy or just don't want to get that ID, that's fine with me. Why? Maybe they shouldn't be voting. Okay. Am I starting off today a little peckish?
I really like where we are right now.
Yeah, I tell you, it's going to get worse, too. It's going to be more because the state of California has fired me up here. This portion of the show brought to you by Alaska Airlines. Did you know you can fly daily nonstop from Redding to Seattle with Alaska Airlines? And with one stop, get anywhere in the world. That's right. Enjoy a cool weekend, which might be a good idea in the Pacific Northwest, or fly to Seattle to take that Alaskan cruise. Book now at AlaskaAirlines.com/Redding. 7:16 in the morning. It's only 70 degrees. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, then from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Locally owned and operated for 26 years, La Cabana at 1335 Market Street invites you to stop by and enjoy authentic Mexican cuisine for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. La Cabana serves traditional dishes including tamales, enchiladas, quesadillas, and burritos. They also have combination plates. Dine in or take out. La Cabana, 1335 Market Street in downtown Redding. Call 530-242-1915.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Bladen Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Redding. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Good choice, buddy. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. It's open line. Feel free to come in and tell me what you're thinking. As long as it has something to do with worldly things. Unless, of course, you've been taken on a UFO lately and want to talk about that, I'm always up for that. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish Premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. That's right, Doug Tooley of B&T Satellite does a great job. It's a veteran-owned business. The man is a wizard in keeping your shows on the air. Don't call the 800 number. Nope. Call our local guy, Doug Tooley, at 530-241-3474. Okay, as if California doesn't do everything they can to keep firearms out of the hands of law-abiding citizens, they are going further. I know, you say to yourself, well, what else can they do? Now, if I owned a gun shop, this newest law would make me scratch my head even more. Gun makers and dealers in California are going to be required to block firearm sales to anyone they have a reasonable doubt to believe is at substantial risk of using a gun illegally or harming themselves or others under a new law that Newsom, the Newsom man. That's when we usually, I don't know, did they point out to you, I have this thing that goes, did you ever see Game of Thrones?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, they had this one where this the queen was marched through the streets.
Okay.
And it went, shame, ding, ding, shame, ding, ding. You know, ringing a bell. She had to she walked naked through the streets. People were throwing crap on her and, you know, vegetables and mud. And this woman in a robes.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, shame. Find that, because we're going to play that. We're going to play that some. Okay, you got it? You know what I'm talking about.
I'll find it.
Okay, it's the Walk of Shame, Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Okay, anyway. So what Newsom has said, it's a subjective requirement that goes further than current background checks or prohibitions on selling guns to people prohibited from owning them. Now you have to be psychic. You have to look at the person. You have to do a Vulcan mind meld. You have to put your fingers on their heads. You know, remember how Spock did that? He put his fingers on their heads, and he's got to stare into their eyes, and he's got to say, oh my gosh, this person may use this gun illegally. Oh, bull. How's a guy going to do that? How's a woman going to do that? You've got to be psychic. Well, a bartender won't sell somebody a gun if they're drunk. Okay. I mean, won't sell a drink if they're drunk. And a car salesman wouldn't sell a car to somebody if they're drunk. Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure that if you're drunk going in to buy a firearm, you're probably not going to be able to do it. It's subjective, my friends. It's subjective. And it's already illegal to sell to felons. It's already illegal to sell to people who have restraining orders. That's what the background check is for. Well, they may have mental problems. Well, how do you know if somebody's got a mental problem? They walk into the shop. You know, I guess you could go, they come in, and they have a sign around their neck that says, mass shooter in training. That might be, if I was selling guns in a shop, I might go, well, maybe I'm not going to sell a gun to you. In fact, get out of here. But first, give me your driver's license so I can call the police. I just, and state of California keeps throwing those extra weights on the, everybody, I think, has a scale. And on that scale, it's reasons I live in California and reasons to move away from California, right? So many reasons to live up here in Northern California. So many reasons. Far outbalance the other stuff that California does. Well, I can't say that any longer because it seems like every day the state of California throws another rock onto the scale on the side of maybe it's a bit, maybe I should start looking in other places. And every day, it's getting closer to the balance. When it's evenly balanced, I got to worry because the next big rock they throw in there, boom. Okay, there's no reason to stay here any longer. The bill was more than a dozen, adding to California's already strict. Okay, yeah, Joe Paredes. I can't read that, buddy. Who is it?
Robert.
Okay, hang on for a second, Robert. Bill was more than a dozen, adding to California's already strict gun regulations that were sent to Newsom, a Democrat, by state lawmakers before they left for the month-long summer recess. Robert, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. I couldn't agree with you more about this, this state's politics, and especially its leader at the top. The most confounding thing to me is that gun law that you just talked about isn't going to apply to Governor Newsom, just like his antics of going and spending state money in Montana on his security staff, when he, signed something saying that, these 10 states, including Montana, would get no California state money spent in them. And it's complete BS. I have no idea what the voters of California, what goes through their mind. The only thing I can, for years now, the only thing that I could, justify in my head is to say that they have rigged the system, the voting system in California, so bad that we're likely never going to get a fair shake. I mean, I don't know how we get people in office to fix the problems that have been created by people who made the system in such a way that they constantly get reelected.
Okay. I think that, I would agree with that in many ways. But when the people have enough, like they did in San Francisco, and they got rid of the DA, and they got rid of the school board, and how they're trying to get rid of the DA down in L.A., when people have enough, they take action. And right now, they're at the tipping point, too, I believe. Many people in California are at that tipping point. They haven't done, inflation, the cost of gas, gun laws, gun restrictions, way they're spending billions of dollars on no high-speed rail, billions of dollars on that. At some point, people are going to say, enough. And there's no way they can fix it. There's no way that the Democrats can fix the election because there's going to be too many people that say, no.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right.
I don't know. I hope I'm right before that final rock goes onto that scale.
Well, my question would be, didn't it seem like we were there with the recall of Newsom, and yet that didn't you know, that nothing happened there. And there were even some questions with regards to some of the votes on that recall. I don't really understand it all because I don't know all of the election law. In fact, I know very scant little of the election law, especially here in California.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you just can't. What was it, Carl? 15, 20 years ago, 15, 18 years ago, something like that, when California had gay marriage on the ballot, and it went down like 55% or something like that.
Yeah, voted Proposition against, 8. Right? Proposition
and
8.
Then, right, and then the very next year, the legislature passes an assembly bill that makes it legal in California anyway, and yet none of those assemblymen, it doesn't cost them any of them their job?
No. And then went to court.
The
court set aside the vote that says that the people of California wanted to. And that was the year that President Obama ran for the first time. A heavy turnout of people of color and who voted very strongly that marriage should be between men and women. So, again, I guess you get a choice here, you know, Robert. You get a choice of either watching it continue to happen, fighting against it, like Brian Daly is running against Newsom this year. He may have the best chance of anybody on that slate from before, to push that vote. Do I think he's going to, you know, win? It depends on how many independents. It depends on Hispanics. It depends on black voters. It depends on Asian voters. Of how many people look at, maybe we need to turn this state around. And, you know, it would be interesting. But this may be the best chance. And if, you know, we'll see what happens. See what it looks like in November. Because you're not going to change it between now and November. But if... who knows? You know, are they, you know, does the ends justify the means? Oh, we don't want Brian Daly in there because he is not pro everything. And so to keep him from that, to save the people of California from themselves, we'll just jury rig this. Now, you know, I think when it comes down to that a lot of us, not big businesses, just people like you and me would have to think about that piece of Texas property that's got 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 6 acres, stables, trees, and you can get it for $446,000. Thanks, Robert, for the phone call.
You're right. Thank you, Carl.
You bet, buddy. Thanks for listening. You know, Robert calls. It's interesting, my friends, because I had people come up to me. I was at some place Sunday. And this gentleman came up to me. I had a business here in town, very successful business. He says, you know, I agree with you. Right down the line, I agree with you. But because of my business, I didn't want, you know, I don't want to offend, you know, part of my customers. And I understand that, which is saying why he didn't advertise. You know, not that I don't think we've even asked him. But I can't tell you how many people come up to me that you'd be surprised that say, oh, I agree with you. I agree with you what you're saying. They don't advertise because they have businesses and they're afraid to offend people. Other businesses have no problem at all coming on board because they realize that we have a lot of people listen to our station. A lot of people listen to our station and they advertise with us. This is a very bright audience and I think they understand where I'm coming from. In the sense that we're conservative, yes, but we're not to the far right by any means. But we say things that Americans believe in. The vast majority of Americans believe there should be IDs. The vast majority of Americans don't think there should be abortions after a certain time. And the vast majority of people in the United States believe that a person that gives birth is a woman. We'll be right back.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. People ask me, you know, you seem so calm. I said, of course, because for 2 hours, I get to pretty much relieve stress that I may have about stupid things. This portion of the show, but this isn't stupid, this is good, is brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. It's community-oriented, it's dedicated, they're locally owned, locally run. Local board of directors, they've been here for 15 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they began. Walk around town, look downtown, and you see all these new structures being put up. You'll see Cornerstone Bank in there someplace. Four branches out there to help you. The newest one in Anderson at 2727 Ventura Street. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Okay, I have more. If you've got something on your mind, like Robert did, give me a call, 530-605-4567. Shasta Lake. Guy's out at the skate park. He's got a scooter out there. Three kids take his scooter. They're running. He's chasing them. These are kids. 14-year-old being chased turns around and pops a shot at him. Yeah, pulls a gun and shoots at the guy, 14 years old, from Round Mountain. Yeah, that may describe part. I mean, you know, can understand it maybe a little bit better. Kid's 14 years old, turns around and shoots at the guy who's chasing him because he stole a scooter. Here come the police. Here come the highway patrol. Here comes you get shots fired. It gets serious. They find the kid. The guns, and they found with the canine found the dog or found the gun, stolen gun, and this 14-year-old has it and turns and shoots it. You know, now I'm not gonna. He turns and he shoots at the guy. Fires the gun. They're going to find a way of, you know, reducing those charges, I'm sure. Hopefully not. The 14 years old. And they ask, now, did this kid have this gun legally? No. He got it because it was stolen. Did he steal it? One of his buddies steal it? I don't know. But it was stolen. It was illegal. Okay? It was an illegal gun in City of Shasta Lake. Thank goodness they caught him. Okay. Dare I talk about gaffes from the Biden administration? Usually it's Joe or Kamala. Seriously. No, seriously. I mean, seriously. It could be about Kamala. Seriously. But seriously. Let me move on. Joe Biden this time. I'm sitting here because I'm smiling. Because, as you know, the Biden administration uses the term Latinx, I'm sorry, which just offends most of the Hispanic population. They continue to use it, Latinx. Well, Joe Biden had to apologize for her recent comments comparing Latinos to breakfast tacos at a Hispanic conference in San Antonio, Texas. What she said is, Raul helped build this organization with an understanding that the diversity of this community, as distinct as the bodegas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio, is your strength. Well, that offended a lot of people. Her press secretary says, First Lady apologizes for her words conveyed anything but pure admiration and love for the Latino community. But they used the word Latino as opposed to Latinx, as progressives have pushed in the face of abysmal reviews on the term. I'm sorry you had to tweet this one out, apologizing for this. So I guess comparing the Hispanic community to breakfast tacos is not good.
Beautiful as the blossoms of Miami and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, since, you know, every word that they speak has been looked at by 12 different people, at least. Did anybody actually maybe even think that there was maybe something wrong with this? Carolina Amnesty, Hispanic Republican running for the Florida House of Representatives, tweeted, Everyone knows that not a single Hispanic uses Latinx. The reason why woke corporations and Democrats keep imposing it on us is to control how we think about our gender and thus how we vote. Unfortunately for them, we believe in God, family, and freedom, not Marxism. Yeah, you know, that may be going a little bit further. But, the fact is the Democrats are hemorrhaging Hispanic support right now. Hemorrhaging it. People are looking at things that are affecting them, and that's what we're going to talk about. Things that are affecting you the most. And trust me, it's not January 6th. Oh, no. The January 6th witch hunt. And I call it a witch hunt. Why do I call it a witch hunt? Because of this. there is no other side to it. They're not calling other witnesses in. No. They don't have anybody on there that the Republicans don't even have somebody on there on the committee because Pelosi wouldn't let them choose the people they had, they wanted to put on the committee. Nope, you can't have that person, you can't have that person. Fine, then we're not going to have any. Oh, let's just, okay, we're going to put Liz Cheney on it. Liz Cheney is behind 75% in her reelection campaign. How do you get behind? You're the incumbent and you're behind 75%. How does that happen? Because you're doing things your people don't like. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He does things you like. Jeff Wurst fixes your windshield, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length. He's the consummate professional. He's not going to take chances with your safety. Go on down for a free evaluation. If you got that little chip, you go, it's just a chip. How deep does that thing go? Does it go all the way through? Some chips don't. Some chips are little shallow chips, but others can go all the way through. And when that happens, it is an instant crack if the right situation comes up. Have him take a look at it. Get your windshield repaired by a master repair specialist. Drop by 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back.
Oh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. It's hard to get by.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Honey, look at my sunburn. It's feeling so bad.
That reminds me, my car has a sunburn. I better call Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 530-226-0992.
Your car has a sunburn?
Yes, peeling top coat and paint. Plus, they can also fix that dent and straighten the frame.
Mako, huh?
Yes, Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Seriously, I was talking about my sunburn.
And I was talking about Mako.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring electronic products and services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Redding Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock, community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Miss a day, miss a lot. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on Free Fire Radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. I know I'm enthralling you today, but if you've got something to say, just give us a call at 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite, Mike Huber, a better-known business. He is truly an expert at making your home look beautiful. Whether it's your kitchen, your bathroom, other rooms, outside, Mike's got the eye for it, and he's got the abilities. He works by appointment only because he's a very busy young man. So give him a call to set up a free consultation and talk to him about your dreams, and he'll make your dreams come true. 530-241-STONE, Estate Granite. Okay, moving on. I have more. Inflation. Let's talk inflation just for a couple minutes. Inflation is at 9.1% rise. It surges 9.1% in June, accelerating more than expected to a new 40-year high. No, Joe. Voters don't care about January 6th. They don't care about that. They care about the economy. They care about the fact that the cost of living is going sky high. The Labor Department said the Consumer Price Index, so that the broad measure of the price for everyday goods, including gasoline, groceries, and rents, rose 9.1% in June from a year ago. Prices jumped 1.3% in 1 month period from May. These are much higher than the forecast. Now, the core prices, which exclude more volatile measures of food and energy, climbed 5.9% from the previous year. That means that your buying power went down 5.9%. And to keep up with this, I should be giving you a 9% raise every month, Liam.
Well, the dollar loses 7% value every year, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, just on its own.
Yeah, casually.
Casually. So, if you want, core prices also rose at 0.7 on a monthly basis, higher than April and May, suggesting that underlying inflationary pressures remain strong and widespread. And the state of California, God bless them, kept that 3.5 cent increase on your gas. Now, in all fairness, the price of gas is dropping, but it is still almost twice as high as it used to be. Almost twice as it used to be. It'll probably lower some more. I heard that diesel is going to be dropping. It hasn't hit the retailers yet, but the wholesalers, they're watching it drop. But that's not going away. Your cost of food. And, my friends, there's already spots on your grocery store shelves here in the United States of America. They don't have some stuff on them. No. NEMA. I went out to breakfast the other day at not a fancy place. No, this wasn't the French Laundry that Gavin Newsom went to when he said it told everybody else you couldn't go out to restaurants. Do we have my signal for Gavin every time I say it? Maybe not.
Shame. Shame.
Yep, that's it. Let's make sure that we play that when I mention Gavin's name. And now I forgot what I was going to say. Except that here we are, the greatest nation in America, and we've got, you know, we're starting to have food shortages. Are you kidding me? And then, under this Prop 5, they're going to take something like 70,000 truckers off the roads in California. Nowhere else, just California. If you don't think that's going to hurt you, are not smoking enough of the wacky tobacco to make you feel good. This is California. By the way, I put that on Facebook, and 1,200 people saw this, and they're sharing it like crazy. Good. Anyway, the core prices are going up, my friends, are going up. Price increases were extensive, suggesting inflation may not even be near its peak. Energy prices went up, and they're 41% higher than last year, almost 42%. Gasoline on average cost 59, almost 60% more than it did a year ago. This is what people care about, Democrats. This is what people care about. How, you know, most people, I will say, I think I'm just like most other people. Just leave me alone. Do not affect how I live. Give me a fighting chance. Give me a fighting chance. That's all I'm asking for. That when you do things like you make gas and oil more expensive and you don't have to do that. And you know what? I can't read those the way the light is when it shines in here. So just hold it up, or I think it's Randall. Tell me who it is.
You're right. It's Randall.
Randall. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Listen, I know you're talking about all these national important issues, but I want to talk to you about an extraordinarily important issue right here in Redding.
Okay.
I am standing at the corner of Bocelli and Bonneville.
Okay.
At the traffic circle, the new traffic circle.
Oh, okay.
And it is flowing like a gem. It is a delight. People are just smoothly
is it working?
Going through. It is not a disaster as yet.
Well, you
I know there have been accidents, and I know, I mean, I've almost been hit, but people just need to look to the left and yield to the people in the circle if they will just do that. It works. It is a work of art.
Randall?
I invite anybody to come out and drive on it.
Randall, you have been in Europe. I've lived in Europe. I know traffic circles work. I've seen six-lane traffic circles, and they work.
Yeah.
They work.
Yeah. It's not going to change. I finally told somebody the other day who had complained for the third time, saying it's terrible, it's not going to work. And I said, find another way to get to where you're going because you're not going to learn it. Just go pick it. If you don't like it, go drive another way. But I'm seeing people cross lanes perfectly here. There's probably 15 cars in queues that are just circling around and going through, and the traffic lights are doing fine. It's going to be, and the work that the city is doing in terms of the median, the center pieces and all that, just extraordinarily well done.
What about, have you seen any 18-wheelers out there?
Yeah, they're cruising through. They normally kind of go straight through because the curve coming on Bonneville is really minor.
Right.
Now, if they had to make a full circle, it might be a little more problematic, but they don't. Because most of the 18-wheelers, here comes a big double gas hauler.
Okay.
He's moving right straight through it with no worry at all. And he's looking to the left to see if someone's in the circle. They're not, so he's going straight through.
Okay.
No problems at all. And there's no bumps on either end. It really looks like people need to drive out here now and see just how beautiful it is. And it does work. Now, at night, because I live so very close to this,
yeah,
we can hear horns honking over here. And what that means is that people at night are not paying attention, and they might be cutting each other off and honking and this kind of thing. But if people would just pay attention
I can tell you something about traffic circles. It makes people more respectful. If people are respectful,
yes,
of others, and they just you just will merge in, and it's not a problem. And people in Redding are pretty respectful. They're pretty cool drivers.
Yes.
I don't think there'll be
a
problem.
What you're not going to have is any high speed T bones, because it's just it's physically impossible to have a T bone when you're at an angle anyway. But there'll be accidents. There have been. That's while it's been under construction. But it's almost complete on construction now. All the lanes are open.
Okay.
So,
what about what's it look like there for the construction on Costco? How's that coming along?
they've got three or four walls tilted up.
Wow.
Yeah, this thing, they said it'd be done by October. You know, it's just a big old box. It's not a building.
Yeah.
It's a big warehouse. The support walls are on the outside, then the poles inside. Nothing inside the building touches the ceiling. Yeah, it's the simplest form of construction, and it'll be done. But boy, it's a it's a godsend for us out here because, you know, there were, according to Bill Shuler, there were 30 to 40 vagrants living on that property. I know, because they wandered our neighborhood every night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now we have 30 to 40 skunks wandering our neighborhood because they all got run out of the property, but I'll take them compared to the,
okay.
the vagrants.
Got to run. Thanks for the
Thanks.
Phone call.
Bye-bye.
You bet. Hey, by the way, Indian Dave came in this morning, and they had the fire engines out at Henderson Open Space, or Denal, because of fires. Yep, that's right. Fires back there in the Henderson Open Space. They started with fuel, so the flames go up like 8 feet tall, and then they kind of burned down. Well, here came the fire engines because they have fires back there. And what did they do? I don't know. Because, see, they can have warming fires and cooking fires. And you do realize, after talking to Van Endingham, who is the city fire chief, said that the vast majority of fires that are caused right here in Redding are from people in homeless camps. Just something to think about. Got to take a break. When we come back, Jake Mangus from the Chamber of Commerce will join us.
KCNR. Shasta, Redding.
Also, at townhall.com, there is a fresh wave of outrage in Uvalde, Texas. Newly released surveillance video shows police waiting in a Robb Elementary School hallway as a gunman went on a shooting rampage inside a classroom.
It's been known for weeks, but the 77-minute video published by the Austin American-Statesman shows it. Gunshots ring out. Then, heavily armed police milling in the hallway, even using hand sanitizer. Finally, the classroom is breached. The gunman shot. Video dominated talk at a city council meeting last night. Adam Martinez, whose 8-year-old son attends the school, spoke to KSAT and was critical of police.
Anybody see them do a good job? Just because they tried to go in there, was that good enough? Is that good enough for the people that were bleeding out?
I'm Julie Walker.
A Clear Creek Township, Ohio police officer hospitalized in critical but stable condition, being shot in the head while answering a domestic violence call last night. Clear Creek Township, about a dozen miles south of Dayton, Ohio. The Dow down 215 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
The president of Sri Lanka has fled the country.
Slipping away only hours before he promised to step down under pressure from protesters angry over economic chaos, this triggered severe shortages of food and fuel. Protesters are also demanding that the prime minister go as well, and thousands rallied outside his office today, with some storming the compound. The prime minister's office declared a nationwide state of emergency and imposed a curfew in part of the country. The Sri Lankan Air Force said the president and his wife left aboard one of its planes bound for the Maldives. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
The U.S. Navy has sailed a destroyer close to China-controlled islands in the South China Sea. Washington says it was a patrol aimed at asserting freedom of navigation through the strategic waterway. The guided missile destroyer USS Benfold sailed past the islands and continued on with its operations in the South China Sea. News and analysis at townhall.com. For the first time in several years, the White House has hosted the Congressional Picnic.
Hundreds of House members, senators, their families, staffers, and White House aides chowed down on fried chicken, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, smoked barbecue brisket, and veggie sandwiches as President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden bring back the Congressional Picnic.
I wish we were able to do more of this so that you all got to know one another. Well,
the president says the gathering gives members from both parties time to get to know each other as neighbors.
Get to know each other's families, Get to know your spouses, your kids. Get to know one another in ways that are more personal.
Tim McGuire, Washington.
Twitter pursuing a lawsuit against Tesla CEO Elon Musk, trying to force him to complete a $44 billion acquisition of the social media company. Yet on Wall Street, the Dow down 179. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM, right here on Free Fire Radio. Today, the 13th of July, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, the top-rated hospital in the region here. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I have not looked at the chat room lately. Maybe I ought to go over there and look at it. I got Liam here, who's going to give us the weather and the national day.
And the national day. We do have some national days. We'll get to that. Today is a high of 99. Tonight we have a low of 70. Tomorrow, Thursday, a high of 102. Thursday night, a low of 70. Friday, a high of 102. Friday night, a low of 71. Saturday, high of 105. Saturday night, low of 71. Sunday's a high of 103. Sunday night, 70. And it's just like that. Moving on out. And the national day is National French Fry Day.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that she says, I want you to make your French fries.
Yeah.
Then I want you to throw them back in there again because she likes them extra crispy.
I like mine soggy.
Yeah.
I think I'm weird for that.
But. Well, you know, McDonald's used to have the very best.
Because
they cooked them in, beef fat.
Yeah.
And then they got away from it. And, you know, society's been going downhill ever since. The weather did you give the weather report yet?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, the weather report is brought to you by, because I was reading the chat room, it's been very interesting. Now I've got to figure out, Jake Mangus just walked in, what he's doing. He's walking around. Oh, he's getting rid of his bubble gum. The weather reports are brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Family-owned business out of Anderson that, because all the propane comes out of one tank, yeah, someplace down south, it comes down to customer service, and they are just outstanding for customer service. They really do treat their customers as friends. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And now, with the proper... Ta-da! Jake Mangus.
That wasn't a drum beat. That was just my heartbeat from
running
trying
here.
To get here right under
you,
the gun.
You sent, because I usually text you saying, you know, you have a show today at 6, you know, at 7:05 or something. You text me last night saying, I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I'll be there.
And then it's
8-ish.
At 8 o'clock, there's no Jake. And I go, well, you know, I haven't checked my phone lately, so let me just wander over there just in case Jake says I'm stuck in the roundabout up here at Costco and I can't get out.
You're not too far off. I didn't account for the Placer Street construction, so I'll just blame it on that. But
let me tell you,
here we are.
Chamber of Commerce
yes,
guy.
Yes, sir.
Placer Street.
Yeah. Oh, what a major artery.
I live right off of Placer Street. I have not been able to turn down my street in a month during the day. And somehow at 4:30 or whenever they quit, it's all closed up. Everything's gone. And then the next morning, it is still closed because I leave early. But then they've just completely blocked the traffic. I drove around neighborhoods I have not seen since I've lived here, trying, you know, in the detour, going, oh, I didn't know they had these houses over here.
That's
oh,
correct.
I didn't know this was here. Oh, look, there's a bodega. I didn't know that.
Yeah, today I was heading down.
What are they doing?
I don't know. I thought I had assumed it was and he's on vacation. Replacing a major sewer trunk line or something like that.
That's what I think it is. You know what scares me though? not scares me, concerns me.
Yeah.
There's also marks along my street with these, you know, it says U.S., like it says USA, I don't know what U.S., why they put
it. Is it just the gas line or something like that?
Gas lines or something like that, and they've got it marked up. Now, this street, they just repaved. Can you imagine that? That they come up our street, rip it all up.
Don't do that.
After just repaving it, they wouldn't do something as idiotic as that, would they?
Absolutely not.
Anyway, my friends, if you're going on plaster during the day, you may want to find a different way. So here's what I suggest. If you're on plaster and you hit Court Street and you're trying to get up, you know, on plaster up toward Holiday Mart and out way, take a left on Court Street. Go down two streets to East Street. Take a right. Go up to the next street, which is, I should know that street, but I don't. Maybe that's, no. Take another left, then turn on the next street and go all the way up to the Benton Air Park. Take a right, go down to the light, and you're back on plaster.
That's right, yeah.
That is going to be the quickest way. I promise you. That's the quickest way.
My childhood street was Gold Street, the parallel street to plaster that goes all the way up to the airport.
That's one effect. Gold Street. Get on Gold Street. Okay. We
got some stuff. It's been a while.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you're on vacation. you know, you go on vacation, you go to conferences.
Well, that's true.
You know, I saw you on vacation.
Where did I go?
You posted pictures.
I went to Brookings, Oregon. We go there every year. We love it up there.
That is wonderful. We have, I'm not sure how you get there, but you probably go through White River.
We always go.
Or White Rock.
Yeah, White Rock Resort's where we stay. And,
We
stay at Ted Ariano's.
I was just
going
to say, Ted's got four of them there. And people, if you're looking for a great place to stay, give Ted Ariano a call. Yeah. I was just over at Ted's house the other night. And they're right on the ocean there. You have to walk down like 20 steps on a very friendly wooden staircase.
Yeah.
And the beach is yours.
It is. I mean, that's the thing that's the nicest part about it is you get that great solitude. And we always go on a Sunday and come back on a Friday.
So that makes it even
better.
We kind
of miss the weekend rush.
Well, I can tell you
what.
I've been there. We've been there six, maybe seven times. Who knows? It's our favorite place to kind of retreat to. And every time we've gone there, we've never had, I think the most people on that beach in that area for a mile has been like maybe five people.
Exactly.
I mean, really. And we have seen whales out there. You'll see porpoises going through. There's plenty of places just to sit there on the beach. That's beautiful.
And you got to explain the scene right now. You know, Carl was just very kind and turned the thermostat down. I'm still sweating from going on a 3-mile jog this morning. And it's just like, what is the deal here?
Hey, man.
The pores are open.
Hey, this is dry heat.
I thought I was on the hot seat, but this is crazy.
It's just dry heat.
Jeez.
It's just dry heat, man.
Man.
You know, when I was in the Marine Corps and stationed out at Pendleton, you know.
Yeah.
We'd be running miles and miles and miles. And, But then I went back, I'd go TAD, temporary additional duty, back to the East Coast in Quantico.
Ooh.
Jump up in the morning at 6 to go for a run. And while I was just stretching, I'd start sweating. You literally would be sweating while you're stretching, and you're going, oh, my gosh, what's this?
Just the humidity.
It's sweat. And then you go for just a little 3-mile run, which was, you know, like our minimums, 3-mile runs. And you come back, you are literally, your shoes are wet.
You know, actually, so I don't know what our time is right now, but I wanted to say that super proud of a really close friend of ours, Luke Schaffner. He's a junior becoming a senior at Shasta High School, and he got admitted into the Naval Academy's week-long program over the summer and just got back about a week ago. I saw him at the Peace Officers Awards Banquet run by the Exchange Club, and his grandfather, Dave Schaffner, was the MC. Anyway, apparently it's harder to get into this week-long thing in the summer than it is to actually get into that Naval Academy. So his dad, my good friend Scott, was telling me, he goes, this kid is amazing. It's definitely not the way that we thought about college and what we wanted to do when we were 18 years old. He's craving the structure, the like-mindedness, the servitude of the military, and we couldn't be prouder of him. So
Well, we had another exciting young man that was going to the Naval Academy, too, so they're going to be on the same class. But for this young man, because he graduated early, and a young American of Korean heritage, because he graduated early, they sent him to their prep school for a year.
Oh, man.
And he is all fired up about going. And, you know, I used to sit on the board for the MAFA, that we'd pick the kids that went, or the young men and women that would go to the academies. And one of them asked me, he says, what's going to be the biggest thing that I'm going to be facing? And I said, well, you know, you're at the top of your class. You're the president of your class. You are a heck of an athlete. You're brighter than, you've got a 4.0 average. I said, you're going to show up that day and there's going to be 1,000 others just like you. Just like you. Except some of them are going to be better.
Yeah.
And his eyes got really wide. Yeah, that's what you're going to have. That's who's going to be in your class with you.
The kind
just
of
really, you know, superb young Americans.
Yeah. And we're proud of our son Joe, who left back to go back to Okinawa. He was here for longer than he had expected because he got COVID when he was at stateside. So he actually ended up being in California for a month before he got back there. But he's back. And
yeah, just because you had him out there kissing homeless.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. No. Oh, well, actually, so that is a couple of things I wanted to touch on. One is,
well, we got to take a break here.
Okay. Well, I'll put his aviators back on the table that he gave me for my birthday. So,
whoa. Yeah. This portion of the show is brought to you by a local business, Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. This is our jewelry store of choice. Why? Well, for a number of reasons. One, they're just really pleasant people. Two, they've got a super selection of all kinds of jewelry, ranging from estate sales, estate jewelry, to Native American, to specially designed pieces. They're at very fair prices, and it's the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. It's got its own watch repairman there. That's Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Jake Mangus.
Because I'm having a good time, having a good time. I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. I'm a racing car.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I'll remember that. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. They just took over the training in all of the Sportsman's Warehouses, all the Cabela's, all the Bass Pro Shops throughout California. That's right. Northern Firearms Instruction started right here about, 13 years ago by Ted Leidy on his kitchen table. And now it's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Why? Because they are the best. All their instructors are NRA trained instructors. Everybody goes through extended training sessions at least twice a year to make sure they're up on the latest laws, which is hard to keep up with since the state of California is being the crazy social pass that they have down there in Sacramento, keep changing the laws on you. But for more information, they didn't say that. That was my addition. That was not in their live read. For more information or to sign up for a class, go to usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Okay, I'm here with Jake Mangus. He's the CEO of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
And as such,
he's sweating.
I'm sweating.
Sweating
actually
all over the table.
It's getting better. I can tell. I was out enjoying this 75 degree morning out on the streets running, and
of course the street is still at 100 degrees from yesterday.
You got to have balance in your life when you're dealing with all of the literal and figurative crap that comes your way. That's one of the joys of the job, actually, is diving in and trying to make a difference here in the community, a community I grew up in. I would say that our crown jewel in our city is our river. Certainly the River Trail system has gotten a lot of positive publicity, and we know that the Sacramento River in Redding is one of the top producing fisheries in all the world. In fact, McLeod River Rainbows, who, you know, you'll find those, and I know it's not the lower Sac, but the strain of rainbow trout here in the North State is seen all over the world, Patagonia and so on. So you can go the far reaches of the globe and catch the same rainbow trout that we catch here in our community. One of the big drivers in the industry, the number one, I would say, in all of the fly fishing industry is, of course, Redding's Fly Shop.
It's the largest privately owned fly shop in the world, and the Michalaks have built this. And those fish you're talking about, lot of them came because Michalak shipped those fish to New Zealand in that.
Correct. We had, for the Visit Reading Tourism side of the house, we had Mike give his story of the fly shop to the people from the marketing agency that we partnered with last year, and he told some of that story. But this is all under threat and under fire, literally, as you were talking about last hour, the warming fires that get out of control and so on.
Yeah, I mean, they are constant fires down in the Henderson open space, and yet we do nothing about it. And Joe Longingham, Chief Chief, said that the vast majority of the fires that they're fighting out there are caused from these homeless camps.
No surprise, but here's one of the things that becomes alarming for us at the Chamber and at Visit Reading, too, is we got a letter forwarded to us from a man from the Bay Area. And a lot of people that fly fish, it's not an inexpensive sport.
No.
So they're folks that have money. They're people we want to come up to our community and spend money here and have a great time and do that time and again. So this is just an excerpt from the letter he sent. Hello, Fly Shop team. Good afternoon. I've been visiting the Fly Shop for many of your 40-plus years. Exiting Churn Creek Road from Interstate 5 is almost something I can do in my sleep. I've fished with many of your guides on the Lower Sac, McLeod, and Trinity, as well as many of your private waters. I appreciate the great shop you created. I think of the Fly Shop as stewards of the Lower Sacramento River. I've seen the ups and downs of salmon runs, past drought years, and how they've impacted the Lower Sacramento. I have to say, I'm honestly sick to my stomach to see what a mess the homeless situation has been allowed to become on the banks of the river. So as this goes along, he is asking us in this community to come together to do something about it. And we know that it's a very complex situation, but I think we've got the right people in place to actually do something. So Barry Tippin, the city manager of Reading, received this letter as well, and his response was forwarded to me. And he,
what was his response?
His response was very serious, very swift, and he talked about kind of like the current of the Lower Sacs. But anyway, he said, you know, we've got park rangers that are coming on board. They're going to be focusing on the boat launches at Posse Grounds and South Bonneview, as well as the River Trail system. We've got a fence in process that is being erected around the Nurpon open space, known as the Henderson open
right.
space for many years, which will allow law enforcement to do for that location what we've done at South City Park. We know Dignity Health is building their oncology center right next to the Nurpon open space, and that will come with it private security, a brand new kayak launch, and a lot of positive presence in that location. They are also going to be breaking ground on a 3D printed gatekeeper, or, you know, watch person's location at the boat launch at South Bonneview. We've got Trout Unlimited that's very vested and invested in this community, and they've done river cleanups. We've got lots of service clubs that are ready to go out there and do river cleanups. We know we've seen all the work of United Shasta, also the Shasta Support Services. You know, Dale Ball has been one of those real vocal community members. He lives next door to the Henderson Open Space, and he's been out there rolling up his sleeves for years. And we used to have a disc golf course in the Henderson Open Space that was accessible to the public. But anyway, all this to say that the Chamber's been involved in the discussions as to what we can do. I know from my personal standpoint, it makes me sick to see the way things have devolved. Allowing people to live in squalor on the side of the riverbank doesn't do anyone any good, including those people that are out there. So there's got to be a better way. All the city council have been made aware of this as well.
You know
so.
What? Can I just say
yep.
this?
Yep.
Maybe that's what it'll take.
Yep.
But I have been talking to the city council. Mm-hmm. They have been on this show. We had the Henderson or open. It's now
Nurpon. Open space, yep.
We had the people that live on that road.
Yeah.
They've been on here,
mm-hmm.
and then you know even the city council at one point went down there and said, "Oh my
yep.
God, it's horrible." You remember that?
Yep.
You remember that?
Years ago,
I wouldn't go down there, Wendy, because I didn't think I was carrying enough ammo, and I wasn't with anybody.
Yep.
And you know the fact is that it's not just starting fires. It's not just ruining the quality of life
yeah.
as it has, and which they've known about
mm.
for years. It's what they do to the river, the homeless do. They've got literally ditches
yeah.
for their excrement, their
yeah.
trash
mm-hmm.
flowing into the river. The guides know when they're coming down the river, they're, you know what they're checking, not just the riffles for the areas for the
yeah.
fish yard. They're looking on the sides of the river so they can whip turn that boat out. So their
yeah.
customers are not looking
yeah.
at some of the things that are on site.
One of the more alarming stories that I heard from someone at the Fly Shop, you know, remember, they do thousands of guided trips
Absolutely.
Through our city on the river annually.
Yeah.
And
thousands.
And what they're saying now is, because things have gotten so bad along the riverbanks, they have had to be very choosy as to where they put in the river, where they get out, and where the people that they bring up to the community, where do they stay? And they're staying in Anderson. They're not staying in Redding because of
people
what
breaking
see
into their cars,
the river, and the issues that we've got. We know this is not something that's new, and it's a tired story, and it's easy to talk about all the problems. So one of the things that the Chamber of Commerce is known to do is to convene groups of people that don't know each other, but we know they need to know one another. So that's our aim, is to bring together a group that can actually make something happen, and to do that in a way that is within the law of California, which is crazy enough in and of itself. We can't just continue to, like, for me, I know personally, I choose to not look to my right when I cross the Cypress Bridge heading east, because I know what I'm going to see, and I remember what it used to look like.
Yeah.
And it is so disheartening for people to see that. So we know that our communities, like you said, quality of life, it can be hanging in the balance, and that might over-dramatize the scenario, but when you've got people, you know, starting fires, defecating on the riverbank, doing all those other things that shouldn't be done in public, we can't turn a blind eye to it. It's right in the middle of our town. And as a chamber, from the business community standpoint, and also as the tourism bureau, we're trying to encourage people to want to move here, visit this community, and all of those things. And it's the cities that stand up and say, we're going to do something, that end up winning, and don't say that, you know, well, there's nothing we can do about it. We're just going to let it fester, you know. So anyway, for what it's worth, we're going to give it a shot.
Okay. I'm with Jake Mangus, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, which, by the way, underwrites the show. One of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, one of the highest graded hospitals by the Centers for Medicaid and Medicaid Services, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Joint Commission for Advanced Primary Stroke Care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, number one, your health, your choice. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are we on now? We weren't on before, right?
No, you weren't.
Okay. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Sometimes I use expletives when I'm describing things, Marine Corps expletives. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. My favorite barbershop of all times, it's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, but they give great haircuts. It's man's last stronghold. They work by appointments, walk in, you know, get your haircut, walk out, or just hang around for a while if you want to. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. I miss my appointment. You know what happens when I miss my appointment?
Your hair gets longer?
Well, it gets longer, but you know what I do then?
What do you do?
I make another appointment, show up, and I pay him for the one I lost. You know?
Yeah.
They kept this chair open for me, so I pay him for that. I pay him for that haircut, and then I pay him for the haircut they give me.
Yeah.
It's only fair.
Yeah,
it's only
true.
Fair. It was me that, if they call me.
That's
say,
the integrity that we expect.
Well, you know what? It's only fair. I mean, he makes a spot for me there, and then if I don't show up, he could have probably filled
that's
it
true.
With somebody else.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that to people, which is. Not even going to get into then is people that you advertise for and then they don't pay you.
Sure.
I have never figured that
no,
out.
No, I don't understand that either.
There's no honor.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm here with Jake Mangus, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. And here's my question.
Yep.
What was it that pushed – this has been going on for years.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And you listen to the show. You hear me talk about it. You've heard and you've seen people. You've seen United Shasta.
Yep.
They're fighting it all the time. What was it that – pushed it over the edge where now the Chamber of Commerce is pushing to have an organization put together, probably from the community and the city staff and maybe even the county staff, I think it's a good idea, to start cleaning this up.
Well, we are going to be working with everyone that should be involved, and this is going to be a concerted effort. But over the years, in my time at the Chamber, I mean, we've been in support of public safety, downtown, neighborhood policing units, the Hilltop neighborhood policing unit, been to all those, neighborhood, crime watch, the Reading Merchants crime watch meetings and all of these things. I was at the table when on the other side of the aisle, so to speak, on the programmatic side, trying to create some sort of a day center where people who are out there living in the open, in Henderson open space, Nerpon open space, and other parts of town can be rounded up, and taken to a location where they can get connected to services. And at the very least, they're not creating nuisance and mess outside in our beautiful parks and areas of open space. So I know that I've been an advocate for this for a long time, but on this specific issue, what it was for me was I was sitting at a Reading City Council meeting a few months ago, and a local fly guide named Ian Strati got up during public comment and started telling an impassioned story about his experience in our community in recent times. He said that the break-ins at the Posse Grounds boat launch have increased. The South Bonneview boat launch, what took the cake, what really sent him over the edge, and he actually got visibly emotionally sick up there speaking to the city council, was that his fly fishing truck was stolen from the South Bonnie View boat launch, and it was later recovered. But the idea that he's been drifting the river for all these years and taking people and clients, and this is his way of life, and to see it be under attack is very unsettling to him. And the city was saying that, yeah, we've got security cameras up, but they haven't been functioning and all of these things.
Oh, wait a minute.
And so
we have security cameras up. The city said that, but they're not functioning?
So they have remedied that situation, and part of the city's response, trying to be proactive, but also they're reacting to the scenario that we have, is this park ranger program, which are sworn officers that are in a different uniform, patrolling our parks and our river trails and our boat launches, improving the environment to deter crime and all of those things that I mentioned. But Ian, he's of my generation, my brother's generation. We know the Strati family, growing up here in town.
Sure.
And, I reached out to him and just said, gosh, I would really love to be able to help in some way. Know that you've got an advocate and an ally in the chamber. And so here it's come to a head, and this is our opportunity to do something. And I think, what we're going to do is we're involving local media, and we're going to give them a first hand look at the situation, and it'll be the yin and the yang. It'll be the idea that Redding is home to the Sacramento River, which is one of the greatest fisheries in the world. You can catch burly rainbow trout that I've been told from fly fishermen locally are better fighters than you'd find at the Bighorn River in Montana.
Absolutely fabulous.
Guys. And all of that. So the dichotomy of this amazing, well-producing, healthy river with the garbage and the squalor and everything else that comes with it, that's deterring people from enjoying it, is really a problem. So we're gonna not turn a blind eye to it, and this is our chance to rally the troops and make a difference.
When's this gonna begin?
Well, I know that I just got an email right now from the Fly Guides, and it sounds like we're going to go out on the 25th of this month. And in the meantime, I know the city's highly motivated to continue to move forward as well. So we're going to be working with our elected officials and also the folks like Bill Schuler at the Redding Police Department and others. So I think it's going to take all kinds of folks. I mean, we've got homeless veterans out there. So there's like Nation's Finest is a local organization.
Nation's Finest is doing an outstanding job getting those guys off the street,
so
guys and girls.
Those folks too. And then, of course, Health and Human Services will be involved as well. Just because of the way that we know everything is so complex. We got mental illness, drug addiction, true criminals, people that are just out there, homeless, veterans and all kinds. So it's going to take a group effort. So that's a big thing, and we're going to do our best to be
maybe
a convener, a catalyst, and champion.
Maybe this will be a pilot program for other cities.
It could be.
It shows how you get together and you get all these agencies, and you're moving them out. Where do I go to? Well, you go over here because we have room for you here.
And it's tough to just tell the negative stories and stuff, but yesterday I had a great lunch at Lucky Miller's deli there.
We loved Lucky's.
And so talking to Jason Miller there, he said that he had an arrangement with the fly shop where he would actually go down to the riverfront and hand deliver lunches to the guys on the drift boats. They don't do that anymore because the location by the Cypress Bridge is not where the guides want their guests to be associated.
Well, I can tell you something else. At the boat launch there at the rodeo grounds, there's a bathroom there.
Yep. Oh.
And we used to have our junior rodeo kids out there.
Forget about it.
They can't go there because of the drugs and all the other things that are going on around there.
Yep. They're supposed to be.
Every time I park there, when I'm drifting, I wonder if my truck's going to be there. I mean, it's locked up. Everything's locked up. I have those keys with me. It's not like somebody can get into the truck.
Yep.
I always wonder. I wonder if that's going to be there when I get back. Only because everything you hear about it. And if I wouldn't leave anything in a truck. I can't even say certain areas anymore.
Yeah. It's been quite a devolving situation over time.
Well, it's time. So, it's time that we as a city and a county get it together and do something, because we have one of the most beautiful rivers in the world right here. And I'm not even talking about fisheries. we need to do something on this river where we can, where people can walk down the river trail that were, you know, about approaching me about getting a CCW.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I, you know, it's everybody's right as long, well, it is now, and who knows what California will do.
Sure.
But it's where I'm not going to walk down the river unless I am carrying a self, you know, a self-defense firearm.
Yeah.
And I'm like, gosh, you know, what's happened?
I think the big thing, too, is, you know, I've had so many positive experiences on the river trail, even recently.
Yeah.
Rarely seeing anything that makes me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I'm out there walking with my wife all the time. We feel just fine. And it seems to be a concentrated issue there at the Henderson Nurpon Open Space. And the issue that we – that you know, people talk about, right, is, okay, so we put a fence around that and we, you know, roust people up and move them. Well, where do they go then? They're, are they just going to go to a new spot? I mean, look at what happened at the, you know, the Fish and Game, building. There was a Hooverville behind there along the ACID canal.
Yeah.
Until, the state decided we're going to put a fence around that area. And we're going to move them. So a lot of those folks have moved across the river.
Are we going to become a city of fences? Well,
yeah, and that's
maybe,
we don't want to be a city of fences.
Well,
offensive.
You don't
yeah.
want to be. Yeah. But on the other hand, people that pay their taxes,
yep.
They have a right to enjoy their property
yep.
without being under siege all the time. So if it means we have to fence it until we can, until this problem is solved 4 or 5 years down the line,
yeah.
you can always pull fences out.
Yep,
but you got to protect the citizens.
That's right, and I just believe that having in that case, having Dignity Health get their project done will help immensely as well.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, premium pipe tobacco, roll your own tobacco, cigars, cigarettes, any of your tobacco accessories. Plus, they have a walk-in humidor that is just outstanding. Great premium and domestic cigars there. Located at 2173 Hilltop Drive. 2143 Hilltop Drive. And they're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 6. Friday, 9 to 6:30. And Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's Tobacco and Brew. We'll be right back.
I'm right back.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play.
hat. See the bill we all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Carl Bott here with Jake Mangus, CEO of Reading Chamber of Commerce. Tomorrow, Trish Clark joins me. We have Simpson University today, but I think from 7 to 8, we're on an open line. So I can't wait to hear what has stuck in Trish's craw over the last week. But I have a couple of things I want to talk about, too. But today with Jake, we've been talking about the Chamber of Commerce is going to spearhead a group and an effort to clean up the Sacramento River banks, the estuaries in there, the along the trails, and get that cleaned up so that we don't have people writing to us who have been coming here for years fishing one of the best fisheries in the world right here.
Yeah, and the irony
on this lower sack here.
And it's just such an irony that they just finished that side channel project there at the Nerpon open space allow juvenile salmon a better chance of survival.
Yeah.
And then you've got it surrounded by, it's created access for people to be camping outdoors in the middle
of our
town.
Yeah, they go across to that island right there.
Yep, that's it.
So I can't wait to see what goes on with that. They're going to be forming a group of people, with city council and
it'll
county.
It'll be the fly fishing community and public safety, programmatic health and human services type of folks, veterans agencies, and everyone that needs to be involved.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And we'll report back. But Reading Electric Utility, we always respond when our businesses reach out with challenges. And I received a couple of phone calls, emails from concerned commercial customers of Reading Electric Utility saying that their electric bill just went up significantly. And so when I looked into it, what REU has been doing recently is they have been graduating certain commercial customers from small commercial rate classification to large commercial rate classification based upon their energy use pattern. So what it means is if a business uses a small amount of energy most of the year, but there are times when for example, they're a small manufacturer and they're running their machines all at once and it spikes the demand for energy for that business and that demand exceeds 15 minutes, of time and 25 kilowatts of demand, and that happens more than six times in the course of a 12-month period, they become a large commercial customer, and it triggers a demand charge on their bill. So the example is the small manufacturer was paying about $178 a month for electricity in the city, and then it went up to $1,004. So we reached out to the utility, they reached out to that customer and said, we're going to give you a 2-month grace period and we're also going to refund the difference there because this guy believes that he knows how he can change his use pattern of energy to eliminate that demand charge. There are others who have reached out that will not have that same option because of the nature of their business.
Well, let me ask you a question. Small business, is it termed on the amount of electricity you use?
It's
in your small business?
No,
or is it a, you know, it's got to be more than that.
Yeah, it's not the amount of energy that a business uses. It's how they use that energy. It's the utility saying, because at certain times of the year you require a certain amount of energy to be delivered at any given time, there's a cost to the infrastructure and our ability to deliver that power to you. So to make it fair for all the other utility customers, we're going to charge you a demand charge for the use of that power. For some bigger fish in the community that use a lot of energy consistently, being a large commercial rate class is actually a benefit to them because the rate per kilowatt hour goes down from 17 cents to 10 cents. So you're able to recover the difference as a large, consistent energy user. But when you're a low energy user, except for those certain times when you have to ramp up the machines, those are the ones that are having the struggle. And also, so the way we're looking at it is there are about 100 or so businesses that are in this category where they are potentially adversely impacted by the method of changing from small commercial to large commercial. We're working with the utility to create an opportunity for them to learn about what they can do to mitigate some of that impact. But also, I'm asking questions such as, do we have to go from, they call it an E2 classification to an E7? Does it have to be that big of a jump, or is there an E3, 4, 5, and 6?
Can it be like an E5?
And then also, wouldn't you think that you should be given enough advance notice as a business so that you can make adjustments in other areas? Let's say that you can't do anything about your energy use pattern. Well, if you're given 12 months, let's say, to prepare for that increase, you know that you can charge more for your widgets, you can cut costs in other areas, you have time to make adjustments to absorb that change in a perfect world. So,
at least you're warned.
We think there should be maybe a little bit of a rethinking about that piece of it. So, the chamber has an advocate for our businesses. Sort of like I've been saying, the parable of the lost sheep. You know, the shepherd was okay with the 99 of the flock that were right there under his protection. It's the one that got away that all the attention goes to. We want to protect and save that sheep. It's kind of like that with, in this case. A lot of businesses are just fine with this change, but there are 100 or so that are not. So we're focusing on those and trying to figure out how can we soften the blow and protect them and their livelihood.
Well, you know what? This is a, if they're using electricity, they should pay for it. But I think that there's, you know, I agree with you. If, you know, I can't help but think there was probably stuff put out by REU saying it was going to change.
Yep, I think that's probably true.
I'm almost positive. Because I get notices all the time about, hey, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. Yep. Now, I would tell you most of the time is I'll look at it and go, okay.
Yep.
Hits the shredder. But the idea, though, is that, okay, let's take a step back. And because REU has been such a positive, you know, positive entity.
Yes.
Here. In my opinion, in Reading, after listening to people who have PG&E and all this, the things that they do. So, yeah, it seems to me that there's got to be, if it goes from E2 to E7, there ought to be like an E5.
Yeah, and I just got, actually, while we're talking, and I don't know if he's listening, but another small business owner in town just asked me the question, do you know what a demand charge is? Just out of the blue, I just got this, and I said, yes, that's what
obviously
I was.
Obviously, they're listening.
I was hoping you were... you know, that's what I was asking for before, because he said his electric bill went up significantly one month to the next, and he thought it was just because they've been ramping up their business, which is good. And so he said, nope, it is a demand charge, and I'm looking at his statement right now, and the big difference in his utility bill is actually that demand charge. So he falls into this category of he was once a small commercial business, now a large commercial business. So we're working
and
on
nothing's
this.
Changed.
This is case in point. So we're going to get him connected with the utility and see what we can do.
So if you're one of our, we have a lot of small business owners listen to us. If something like that happened and you kind of go, if it's gone up like 35, 40%, I mean, that's a big, it's this, not 500%, but even 30%, you know, it goes up. That's a lot. That's on your bottom line
and
every
month. This is the stuff I do most of my time when I'm at work, is help people through these challenges and navigating, you know, where they can go to get help.
All right. Well, I can't wait till next month, because I've got it written down. I'm going to write it down here on my list of things to do, is to ask you what's happened with the River Trail cleanup.
Yep.
Group.
Yep, and that's a good accountability measure. So I'm hopeful that we can be back here in a month telling you about all the progress.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Carl.
And you know what? You know, I talk about, you know, the state of California throws a rock onto the on the scales, right?
Really,
you know,
does.
What keeps you here? What makes you move?
Yeah.
Well, they throw a rock on the you know, to move, but then you throw another rock, which I think is bigger because it, you know, it's right here in my town. That kind of rebalances the scales that, hey, we're going to actually do something for once about keeping our people's quality of life better.
That's right.
Or getting it better.
There are enough people that care about this that we can
do it. And Dave the Indian, you heard it here, so you feel free to call Jake as things go on, because he lives down there.